This shiur is dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of Chaim Yisocha ben Chaya Mushkat, and also to the Refuah Shleima of Yitzchok Yankov ben Bas Yisora. They should have a Refuah Shleima min Hashamayim, l'ramach evereim, shesogedeim, and a listig in Purim, a happy Purim, for them and for Kol Beis Yisrael. So the topic we will be discussing today is Matonois le'evyonim. Prateya v'digdukeya. And the basic question that will be the focus of today's shiur is, how do we define the mitzvah of Matonis le'evyonim? One could suggest two different approaches or definitions. The first would be, Matonis le'evyonim is a mitzvah of tzedakah. Even though this mitzvah is relevant and it is a chiyuv throughout the year, every day of the year, but there is a special chiyuv of mitzvah tzedakah on Purim for various reasons. Kach gozo chachmosom shel Chazal, and Chazal understood and decreed that one should have a special mitzvah of tzedakah on Purim. The second approach would be no. The mitzvah is basically part of Simchas Yom Tov. However, when we have a mitzvah of simcha, part of our chiyuv is l'sameach acherim. In the parsha Vidimaisis we say v'somachti b'kol atoiv, and Chazal and the Sefri quoted by Rashi say samachti v'simachti acherim. Whenever a person is involved in simcha shel mitzvah, it is incumbent upon him to be misameach acherim, and especially ha'oni v'ho'evyon. Everyone know the Rambam in Perek Vav v'Hilchos Yom Tov, when the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. And there's a very famous Rambam, the Rambam in Halacha Yud Ches, Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam writes the definition, the Hagdora Chayev Odom Liyos, Sameach v'toiv lev, hu v'bono v'ishtoi v'bnei beisoi, v'kol hanilvim elav. And then the Rambam goes on to say, kishehu ochel v'shoteh chayav lahachil leger liyosem lalmono im shah ha'aniyim ha'umlalim. Aval mishenoyal dalsus chatzero v'yoichel v'shoisehu v'bono v'yishtoi v'einenu ma'achil u'mashke la'aniyim ulemorei nefesh, ein zo simchas mitzvah ela simchas kreisoi. That's a very, very harsh language. V'al eilu ne'emar zivcheyem kalechamoni להם כל אוכליו יתאמו כי לחמם לנפשם בשמחה כזו קלון הוא. It is a shame, שנמה וזריסי פרש על פניכם פרש חגיכם. So the Rambam makes it very clear on Simchas Yom Tov. When you are happy, you have to make other people happy, especially the needy, the desperate, the aniyim and the evyonim. And in the same way, one could argue that the mitzvah of Matonis le'evyonim is not basically tzedakah, but rather Simchas Yom Tov. When you are sameach, see to it that the poor, the desolate, the desperate, those will be happy as well. You cannot ignore them. B'yoyim simchaschem. So, is the basis of this mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov? However, naturally, it's also tzedakah, because whenever you support the needy, it's tzedakah. Or maybe it's the basic idea mitzvah tzedakah, but a special chiyuv to give tzedakah on Purim. And we will bring various sources. Kedar Koshel Toilas. The Metofresh Sadik Dalat Siv Kotnar of the Taz quotes the Shit of the Bach, that even an Oni is chayiv v'matonas levyoinim, just like he's chayiv in Dalat Koisis. And that is a very interesting comparison. The Pri Chodesh argues, Mishloach Monas, yes, because Mishloach Monas is like any other mitzvah, but Matonis Levyonim is tzedakah. What's the point in having an Oni take tzedakah to give tzedakah? I mean, why don't you leave it to the Gabi tzedakah to do it directly? Why do you have to take from the Kupi tzedakah to give to others? And therefore, the Pri Chodesh argues that an Oni is chayiv Mishloach Monas, but not Matonis Levyonim. So, obviously, I think, what is the machlokes? What is the argumentation? The Pri Chodesh argues, Matonis Levyonim is just like any other tzedakah. You don't have to take tzedakah to give tzedakah. That is no justification. However, probably the Bach and the Taz understand, no, Matonis Levyonim is just like Mishloach Monas. It's part of Simchas Purim. And even an Oni needs to have Simchas Purim. Just like he is entitled to Dalat Koisis, he is also entitled to Simchas Purim. And part of the Simchas Purim actually is sharing the simcha with others. Source number two, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Daled quotes the Maril. Maril in Siman Nun Vav, that you cannot give Matonas and Yonim from Maisar. And once again, others argue, Nishloach Monas, you can't give from Maisar, but Matonas and Yonim is Tzedakah. That's the entire idea of Maisar. What is Maisar? You have to give a tenth of your income to Tzedakah, so why would Matonas and Yonim be different? This aloha obviously is dependent on the same shaila. If it's tzedakah, why not give it from Maisar? If it's a mitzvah of Simchas Yamtiv, no, then you have to give it out of your pocket just like any other mitzvah that costs money, and you cannot do those mitzvahs from Maisar. I am very well aware that in the Maharil, who is the source of this aloha and Siman Nun Vav, there's a different presentation of the shaila. But the Meril is Sorachi in Godel. What I say is the Pashtus. L'chayra, this question is dependent on the Tutz Dodi. The most important source, obviously, to this question is the Rishonim, Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Ches. Ayin Ches Amud Beis and Bava Metzia, we learn a halacha about Matonas Devyonim, about Mo'is Purim, and Ein Medaktikin B'Mo'is Purim. And the Rishonim explain Ein Medaktikin. We do not check out people that ask for support on Purim, and whoever asks is entitled to receive support. And that is the din of Ein Medaktikin B'Mo'is Purim. The Rishonim also quote the Yerushalmi. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi is Kol HaPoishit Yad Noisim Loi. Whoever stretches out his hand is entitled to receive Matonois Le'evyoinem. Kol HaPoishit Yad Noisim Loi seems to indicate that even if we know that he isn't entitled, we know that he's not a Oni, nevertheless, he stretched out his hand, therefore Noisim Loi. And the Rishonim ask, why? Why would Matonis Levyoni be different than any other tzedakah, whether it's Kupishal tzedakah or Tamchui or any other Kupa of tzedakah or Masa Oni or any other support that's designated for Aniyim? If he isn't entitled, we won't give him. So the Ritva says that the mitzvah of Matonis Levyoni is not only tzedakah, it's also Simchas Yamtiv. Ukedei shiyu hakol smechim. Therefore, Chazal said, "Ein medaktekin v'kol apoishet yad noisim loy." And the same idea is formulated in Tosfos Arosh. So the Tosfos Arosh and the Ritva. The Ritva is twice. Megillah Dav Zayin and Bava Metzia Ayin Ches both say that because this mitzvah is based on Simchas Yamtiv, therefore shiyu hakol smechim ein medaktekin. An additional aloch in that same sugya is Ein Mishamin. Usually when we give tzedakah for an oni, we do not dictate to the poor man what he's supposed to do with the money. We trust him. Obviously he knows what he needs. But regarding Matonas Levyoinim, he's not allowed to buy Ritzua Leman Alo. Can't even buy shoes. If the person doesn't have shoes, maybe that's more important than having steak. But nevertheless, Matonas Levyoinim is designated for Sudas Purim, and the Oni, the recipient, should not use that money for any other purpose. That is the basic halacha, which also seems to indicate it has to do with Simchas Yamtiv. And the focus of Simchas Yamtiv is Sudas Purim. Regarding Purim, Yom Mishta V'Simcha. And therefore, the money should be used for Mishtav Simcha, for Sudas Purim, because it is not like any other tzedakah, but also Simchas Purim. So I have another question. Is it Shnei Dinim? Would we say, Yematonis Yavyoinim, there are Shnei Dinim? Simchas Purim on one hand, tzedakah on the other hand. There's a Kiddush in the Beis Yosef, supported by the Bach. If a person just designated money or food for Matonas Levyoinim, that is Mechayev, and he cannot use that money or food for any other tzedakah. And the explanation is, the Fihuzet tzedakah, Machshava is enough to validate, it's like a neder, and if you designated anything for tzedakah in your mind, even if you didn't give it away, you have to give that for tzedakah, and therefore Matonas Avyonim has the same rule. So obviously this halacha would indicate that Matonas Avyonim is tzedakah. Then we would have a contradiction in the Bach, because the first source we brought today to prove that Matonas Avyonim is Mishum Simchas Purim is the Bach, that even an Oni is Chayav Matonas Avyonim. So would we be Machadash in Halacha that Machshov is Machayav only an Oshir but not an Oni? Because by the Oshir it's also Mitzvah Tzedakah. But when we say that an Oni has to give Matonas Avyonim, that's Mishum Simchas Purim. So why would Kavana or Machshova be enough to be Machayev? So would we argue that the Chiyuv of an Oni Matonas Avyonim is different than the Chiyuv of an Oshir Matonas Avyonim? Because the Oshir has two dinim, Tzedakah and Simchas Purim. By an Oni, it is based only on Simchas Purim. No, I don't think that approach is reasonable. I don't think we should say Shnei Dinim. Actually, one din that is complex. I always prefer one complex din than shnei dinim. And I think this is a din meyuchad, a din mesuyim, a tekona miyachedes, a mitzvah derabbanon, which is based on both principles, tzedakah and simchas purim. We have to be mesameach leiv oni ve'evyon and have them participate in the general simcha of klal yisrael on purim. And actually, that is also tzedakah. So even though Anoni is potter from all other tzedakahs, he is chayev in this tzedakah. But it is tzedakah even regarding Anoni, and therefore there would be no nafkamin on a halacha between the chayev of Anoni and the chayev of Oshir in this mitzvah of Matonas Le'evyayim. I want to go on to argue that actually Mishloach Moros and Matonas Avyonim are two sides of exactly the same coin. And Mishloach Moros and Matonas Avyonim both are basically to ensure that everybody will be happy and Purim. At previous occasions, a year, two, three, 10, 20 years ago, many times I spoke about Mishloach Moros and I argued that the two different reasonings we have for Mishloach Moros, Sudas Purim, Tumas Adeshen, Achvo V'Simcho, Moros Alevi, are one. They are not two. It is basically Lahavois B'Sudas Purim, which is an expression of Achvo V'Sholom V'Reyes and Simchas Purim, and this is the same as the Ritvo and the Rosh Hashanah Matonas Avyonim. Matonas Avyonim is a combination of tzedakah laniyam on one hand and simchas purim, I would add on achvo v'reyes on the other. Regarding purim hamishulish, there's a big machlokes. According to the Machaba, we give matonas avyonim Friday together with mikra megillah. The Chazanish argues in siman kuf nun hey that we never separate matonas avyonim from mishloach moros. They always go together, and obviously the basic idea of the Chazanish is matonas avyonim mishloach moros are the same, la'oshir, le're'eyu, and la'oni, but they are not two distinct and different ideas. The lashon of the kolboy is tzorech shloach monos lachaveroi, la'oshir shnei monos, la'oni matona achas, which seems to be very clear. It's the same idea, but Chazal were machayev, la'oshir shtei monos, La'ani matona achas. It is also clear in the Ritva that I quoted before, Ein medak dekin mishum simchas purim shuhakol samechem, and the Ritva goes on, Shaharei mishloach monos noisin afilu la'oshia. What does it have to do with Matonas Avyonim? We're dealing with Matonas Avyonim. But the Ritva argues, mishloach monos is a chatchila la'oshia, and therefore Matonas Avyonim b'diyevet could also be la'oshir, because both are based on the same idea to ensure that everybody will be part of Simchas Purim. The Ritva also includes a quote, Ein medaktik in kol ha'poshiyat noisim lo'i kol dichfin yesa v'yechol. We all remember where that line comes from. It comes from Agodah Shul Pesach, kol dichfin yesa v'yechol. Has nothing to do with Mishloach Moros or Matonas Avyonim, but it's the same basic idea. I quoted the Rambam before, Simchas Yom Tov. A person has to invite Ger Yosem Almano Oni Ve'evyoin. That is the idea of Kol Dichvin Yesav Yechel. And the Ritva, I don't think it's just a Melitza. I think there is a profound idea in this Ritva. That is the basis of Mishloach Monos and Matonas Evyoinim. Not only Mishloach Monos, Matonas Evyoinim as well. So, one would ask, so why Matonas Evyoinim could be money, and Mishloach Monos should be Dafka, Oichel, Vemashke. My basic feeling is this. When you're dealing with an Oni, with a poor and desperate person, you can never know what he needs and what he lacks. You're going to send him chumos, but he has no bread. You're going to send him chayin, but he has no fish. You might send him mustard, he has no meat. So what is he supposed to do? Make a salad from the chayin and the chumos and the mustard together and eat it? So when you're dealing with an oni, Chazal ba'oimek chachmosom said, it might be a better idea to give him money because only he knows what he really lacks and what he really needs. However, when you're sending for an Oshir, we assume that he has the basics. Probably he has some bread, he has some wine. Whatever you send would just be an addition. It would just supplement and enhance his Sudas Purim, his Simchas Purim. Not so with an Oni. Rav Meir Simcha argues in Or Sameach, Perek Beis of Hilchos Megillah and Halacha Tes Zayin, that Matonas Evyoinim should be either money or foodstuffs, not appliances, furniture, gifts, anything else, no. And this substantiates my argument. Matonas Evyoinim is just like Mishloach Monos. It definitely has to do with Sudas Yom Tov, with Sudas Purim and Simchas Purim. However, Chazal said, dealing with an Ani, you could give money. It is even recommended to give money because only he knows what he really needs. I always make a point in my shiurim not only to quote those sources that support and substantiate what I want to be machadish, but also the problematic sources. And I'll do the same today. There are various halachas, beker and achroinim, which differentiate and they separate Mishloach Monos from Matonas Evyoinim Kilu. There are two different halachas, and based on different themes. My opinion is differently, as I just made clear, but nevertheless, let's go through those sources. The Bi'alocha quotes the Prima Godem that's Mesupik, whether a person could be Mekayim de Mitzvah with Matonim and Aslahachzia, and they differentiate between Mishloach Monos. Mishloach Monos is to enhance Sudas Purim. So if the recipient can't eat the food, that cannot be any Mitzvah. However, Matonim Semyoinim is a matona. Chazal say matona manas la'achza have matona. To me, this chiddush is extremely difficult to accept, regardless of the definition of matonas levyoinim. Whether it's simchas purim or tzedakah, matonas la'achza is defined as nesina, but zil bosor tama. We always have to understand the rationale of a mitzvah and its essence. But nevertheless, according to my opinion, there could be no difference between Mishloach Monos and Matonas Evyoinim. The only difference is Zela Osher, Zela Oni, Ze Be'oichel, Ze Be'kesef. But regarding all other halachas, they are the same, because both are the same idea. Both are to enhance Sudas Purim and Simchas Purim. And therefore, to me, it is clear that when Matonas Lazo one cannot be Mekayim, neither Mishloach Monos nor Matonas Evyoinim. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes the Binyan Tzion that regarding Mishloach Monos, it is preferable to send with a shaliach. But many times in the past, Bechsavu Balpeh, I expressed my feeling that there is no difference whether you give it yourself or al yedei shaliach. And there definitely would be no difference between Mishloach Monos and Matonas Evyoinim. Many Achronim deal with the question, could a person give Mishloach Monos or Matonas Evyoinim before Purim on the condition that it will arrive to the recipient on Purim? And some of the Achronim differentiate between Mishloach Monos and Matonas Evyoinim, arguing that Mishloach Monos no, but Matonas Evyoinim yes, because regarding tzedakah, the ikar is that the oni receives it on Purim. Once again, in my opinion, they're both the same. Why would there be a difference between Mishloach Munos and Matonos Yevirim? There are two sides of the same coin. And the last halacha I want to question is Turei Oven, Megillat of Zion, also quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in Bi'alocha. Turei Oven is specific. If I give two monos for an ani, whether I could wrap together Mishloach Munos and Matonos Yevirim and be Makayim both mitzvahs b'chod amachta. And the entire problem the Turei Oven has with this is Einos mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. I think its basic approach and assumption is it is only a coincidental combination of the two. And therefore, why not? In my opinion, understanding that Mishloach Munos and Matonos Yevirim are basically the same idea, but nevertheless, in the Megillah, it is not stated Mishloach Munos O Matonos Yevirim, but rather both, and therefore to me it is clear. Two separate mitzvahs and chiyuvim, Mishloach Munos Yeshayahu, and besides the Mishloach Munos, Matonos Yevirim. And therefore one cannot combine the two and send monos to an ani to be mekayim both. You have to give monos le-re'eyo, and besides that, matonos le-evyoinim. Now, the re'eyo could also be an evyoin, but mishloach monos lachod and matonos lachod, it has to be matonos le-evyoinim, matonachas le-shne-evyoinim, and to a third person, shtei matonos. That third person could be either an oni or an oshia. Doesn't necessarily have to be an oshia, but it has to be a third offering, not one of the two. Kach nal ani yazdaiti lefi darki. Chayvin ish levesume ad delo yoda. And this aloha, in the eyes of Gedoyle Hadoyes, was so difficult to understand. I think it is therefore that we find so many pirushim that seem to be far-fetched in this basic halacha. And people really have difficulty understanding what objective would be in getting drunk. Why would there be a mitzvah of ad delo yoda? So if in Purim a person has to reach a stage in which he doesn't really differentiate between Or HaMoed and Baruch Mordechai, when exactly are we supposed to sing Shoshanas Yankov? Rosh Hashanah? Pesach? Yom Kippur? Which is Yom Kippurim? I mean, why was this formulated, Shoshanas Yankov, Solov Samecha, Or HaMoed v'Baruch Mordechai, when, if not on Purim? So the Rambam writes, and that is also the opinion of the Ramo, he has to drink till he falls asleep, and when a person sleeps, he doesn't know Ben Or HaMoed v'Baruch Mordechai. Seems to be a very strange pshat. So why wouldn't Chazal say a person has to drink till he falls asleep? Or Chas Chaim, quoted in the Bais Yosef, says you have to drink until you can no longer quote the entire pasuk, the long formulation, not the abbreviation, not the short one. Or HaMoed v'Baruch Mordechai Arur HaZeh Resheishes Maftidi Gam Chavoyne Zochal HaTov. The Mogen Avraham goes to such an extreme and he says that Or HaMoed v'Baruch Mordechai have the same gematria. If you can't figure out the numerical value of Or HaMoed and Baruch Mordechai, then you're no longer mechuyev to drink. But all these pirushim seem to be far-fetched and are not mesyashev lifi pshuton shel devarim. I want to share with you my idea. And my feeling is mokum henichu le'esgadar, and maybe this is the right pshat. Este menatoyle menayin, egemoran chulam kufla metes shenem avonoichi haster astor ponai. Other people might argue that pshat in the Gemara is just, you know, the words. Seems to be a mischak milim. Esther, Hester, they have the same tone, sound the same, but that is not the way we should learn Chazal. There's got to be some more profound pshat in Esther, Menatoyim, Menayim, Shalem, Menayim, Hester, Hester, Ponai. Chazal always speak about pnimius. It is not just the sound. Neis Purim is a Neis Nistar, and the entire day is Behestar Ubehelam. The Neis was a Neis Nistar. It is the only miracle we commemorate and remember, which was totally within the realm of natural phenomena. Nothing was lamala medeach ha-teva. Shalosh le-golam are tremendous, dramatic, miraculous events. Seres ha-makis, kriyas yamsef, mamad har-sinai, anane ha-kovoid. Totally above and beyond natural phenomena. Even Nes Chanukah was an Esbach Hashem, which was clearly lamala medeach ha-teva. Purim is different. It was entirely a natural process. But anybody that really opened his eyes saw Yad Hashem and Hashgacha Protes v'nahafachu ashi yishlatu yudu mehimu b'sereim, and every stage that seemed to be a terrible gzeira at the end turned out to be nisim v'nefrois rachamei shemayim and salvation for Klal Yisrael. Megillah is the lashon of Gilui. Esther is Hester. The entire idea of Purim is Gilui HaSeiso, revealing the hidden elements in Hashgachas Hashem. And my feeling is that that is the reason we don't say Halal on Purim. And a Megillah Daf Yudala de Gemos has Kiyusazu Hilulo, we Yoytze Halal with the Megillah. How strange. But in the entire Megillah there isn't one posuk of Sheva, Chodoya, Halal, Shir. Not one expression of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is a story. From the first posuk to the last, it is only a story. So why shouldn't we say Halal? And actually, why not? Those 5 or 10 minutes of Halal, why not? And my feeling is, Nes Purim was a Nes Nistar, the Halal is a Halal Nistar. Everything is in concealment, and that is the idea. Gilui HaSeisa, bringing out the Pnimius. There's a Gevaldik Remez in the name of the Gra. The first Mishnah, Megillah Nekreis, Yudalef, Yudbeis, Yudgimel, Yudalef, Tezvav, Loipuchas, Velayoisa. When you add on the numerical value of Yudalef, Yudbeis, Yudgimel, Yudalef, Tezvav, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, what you get is 65. 65 is the Gematria of Shem Adnei. Lo pachot, kama ze pachot mi yudalef, is 10. Velo yoiso. What is more than 15? 16. 10 plus 16 is 26. That is the gematria of Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is Gilui, Shem Adnea is Hester. And that is why the Gemara says in Pesuchim Daf Nun, Biyorim Ezeh, lo kishem shani nichtov v'ani nikro. Ani nichtov v'yudkei v'ani nikro ba'alav dalet. When we in the Tefillah or in Torah find Shem Havaya, we do not say Shem Havaya. That should not be pronounced only Liyosed Lovay. We say Adne, Adoshem. Liyosed Lovay Kishem Sheneichtev Kachani Nikro. As long as we are in Hester, Polim, and Golos, in this world, we cannot say Havaya. Because Havaya is Gilui. Liyosed Lovay, when the posuk V'niglo Kvod Hashem will be manifested, only then could we say Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is Gilui, Shem Adnei is Hester, and that is the Remez Megillah Nekreis, Yudalef Yudbeis, Yudgimel Yudalef Tezvav, Shem Adne, Samachei, V'oipuchas V'leyoisa, not Havaya. It is a different Bechino. And maybe that is the understanding, Chayevine Shlevesume Adeloyoda. Throughout the year, if you'll ask anybody, any Jew, who is cursed and who is blessed, mi boroch v'mi oror, of course he'll say, orohom en v'boroch Mordechai. Everybody wants to be politically correct. Nobody wants to say the wrong things and be on the wrong side. You know, it is only natural and obvious. We won't even think. But on Purim, that is not enough. On Purim, we drink until the mind is totally blurred, and then the heart has to speak for itself. Chayev Nishlevesuma Adelayoda, until his mind no longer could differentiate between Orohom and Aboroch Mordechai, and the heart, our neshama, has to scream Orohom on Aboroch Mordechai. Our pnimius has to say Orohom on Aboroch Mordechai. Nechnes Yayin Yotzu Soid, when a person drinks, what he truly feels comes out. His inner emotions and his deepest feelings, and that is the essence of Purim. גילוי שבסתר. נכנס יין יוצא סויד, there are three סוידס. בסויד ישורים ועדו, סויד השם ליראיו, סויד ישורים, סויד יראים, כי אם גילו סויד על עבודם הנביאים, סויד נביאים. And that is the Rosh Hashanah Yayin. Yayin is Yeshorim Yireim and Neviim. Nechnes Yayin Yotzu Soid. We very much hope that when we drink, the Soides that will come out will be positive ones. What will really come out will be Orohom and Vaboach Mordechai. We hope that the Soid will be Soid Yeshorim, Soid Yireim, and Soid Neviim. Soid Neviim, and not Chas V'Shalom and the other Soides. That is the idea of Chai Vinish Levesuma, Adaliyoda Ben Orohomon, Leboruch Mordechai. Let's all have a beautiful Purim. And I always quote this Vesemis. This Vesemis says that Purim has a special zgula, Lemapolas Ho'oivim. These are days that have a special zgula of Venahafochu, Ashe Yishutu HaYehudim Heimo Bissoinayim. It is very well known, the unbelievable remez in Aseres B'nai Haman in Megillah says that there are three letters that are smaller than the others. A Tof, a Shin, and a Zayin. One letter is bigger than all the others, and that is the Vav of Vaizoso. You know, we could never know, but we really believe that everything is Ashgocha Protos, Koyle Doris Marashan. It is quoted in the name of the Ramban and the Goan that Lekemide de Loramiza Biuraisa, every historical event has a remez somewhere Bekizve HaKodesh. So in 1946, I think it was, the Nuremberg trials, when 10 of the greatest Nazi murderers, Yemach Shemam Vezichram, were hanged, and that was Tav Shin Zayin Le'elef Hashishi. Who knows? Maybe that's the remez in Tav Shin Zayin and Aseres B'nai Haman. Haman was Mezera Amalek, and in our generation there was no greater Amalek than Hitler and his Nazi murderers, Yemach Shemam V'Zichram. I actually saw an article that was printed in 1946 in October in the Newsweek describing the execution of those 10 Amalekim. And when Julius Streicher, who was the editor of the Stürmer, Yemach Shemo V'Zichro V'Nimach Zichuroi Malazkiroi, when he was taken to the gallows, he looked at the witnesses that were sitting there, and he shouted, Purim Fest, 1946. So he actually mentioned Purim. Everything is Min HaShemayim. So these are days which have a special zgula, according to the Sfasemis, of Mapolas Oyvei Yisroel. V'yisha Omdol HaVaseinu V'Alonu Shekol Doyo V'Doyro Emdem Aleinu L'Chaloseinu V'Kodesh Boruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodom. 1,000 kilometers away, in Iran, there is a new Haman who vows Lahashmed Laharig Ula Abed is called Yehudim, a grave danger to the Jewish people. And we have Betochan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebachol Doi V'Doi Ram Demaleinu L'Chariseinu V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodom V'Nahafoichu Asher Yishlutu Yehudim Heimo B'Soineyem. We should hear B'Soides Toivus. We should all have a wonderful Purim, a Purim Sameach. V'yismach Hashem B'masav and B'korav B'yameinu. We should reach the ultimate Simcha of Klal Yisrael B'Bias Goel Tzedek, B'Binyan B'Samigdash, B'Mheirov, V'yameinu, Amen.